Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Singer. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Welcome back, Secret Squad. We're halfway through the week, which means I get to bring you another episode of I've Got a Secret. I have another fun installment in my series, The Secret to Staying Active at Home. Except since the world is starting to open up, I'll just call it The Secret to Staying Active. I love these episodes because I always leave feeling motivated to kick my fitness into high gear, and you will too after hearing from today's guest. Cassie Ho is an acclaimed Pilates instructor and entrepreneur. Her YouTube channel, Blogilates, is the number one female fitness channel on the entire platform. How impressive is that? Cassie teaches her signature pup Pilates style on her app and on YouTube, and has also partnered with 24 Hour Fitness to offer her classes in person nationwide. I can't wait to dive into Pilates and all things health and wellness with you, Cassie. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is so exciting and so much fun when I get to speak with someone like you who is so into health, wellness, fitness, and everything associated with it, because that is just so important to everyone in our day and time, especially after being cooped up and held back in our homes for well over a year.
Yeah, it's crazy how much home fitness has actually exploded over the past year, because people now have to figure out ways to stay fit at home, which isn't, you know, it's not easy to do when you're in the same space, eating, working out with your partner, working. So it's crazy, though, because I started uploading YouTube videos in 2009, and we were just, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have been on the luckier side of things when the pandemic did hit.
Yes. Can you tell the listeners exactly what Pilates is and how it differs from other workouts?
Yeah. So Pilates is a body weight format. Basically, you don't really need any equipment if we're talking about mat Pilates. And everything comes from the strength in your core. So working on the core is the most important thing. Of course, we work on the arms, the booties, the abs, the legs, everything else. But what's really important is creating that mind-body connection between your core and the rest of the exercises. And I love Pilates so much because it's graceful, but it also takes a lot of strength to get through the moves. Plus, you don't need any equipment, so you can do it anywhere. No excuses.
You know, I totally agree with you. I love Pilates for that very reason. And when you speak about core, it's so important as you get older. That's one reason why I love it so much. I'm 67 years old, and I can tell everyone that as you get older, it's so important to keep that core really healthy and firm and in shape, because we need that as we get older for our strengthening for every part of the body. Am I right?
Exactly. You need it for balance. You need it for everything, really. Yeah.
Yes, because as you get older, I have noticed that when I bend over to pick up, for example, my grandchildren, I could not believe how important it was when I realized, wow, if I wasn't fit and couldn't do this, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, you look so strong, super fit, and yeah, you clearly know how to take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. So I often hear that Pilates builds long, lean muscles. What does that really mean? Are you actually stretching out the muscles?
So you're not actually stretching out the muscles, because that would actually require you to stretch out your bones, and we all know that that's not possible. However, it gives you a leaner shape because you're stretching. Your every movement is not just about strength building, but it's also about stretching. So you'll end up with better posture. You'll end up looking taller because we are improving the way that you're standing.
Oh, that's so important. Again, as you get older, the posture, it makes such a difference. And, you know, that's one thing I try to mentally focus on my posture because I feel like it is just a youthful appearance. And Pilates helps with that. Agree?
Yeah. And you know what? It's not even just the youthfulness of it, but it's also looking confident, right? Because when you walk into a room and you're slumping over, you don't command the room. But all of a sudden, when you open up your chest, when you have your shoulders back and down, you look like you know exactly what you're doing, even if you don't. So I do love Pilates for that confidence. Oh, as
yes,
well.
I agree. I love that. Is Pilates less impact on your body than weightlifting?
Yes, it is less impact because there's less weight. You are using your own body weight. However, your body weight is still a weight.
True. And what's the difference between mat Pilates and the reformer machine?
So mat Pilates really just requires a yoga mat to do the workouts. And when we go to reformer, which is that machine with, you know, it's like a sliding, lots of springs and things like that. That is adding extra resistance to your workout. Essentially, the moves are the same, but now you have a place where you can actually make things a little bit harder. But when you are doing just mat Pilates, a really simple way to make things harder is to just pulse it out or just hold it. So I wouldn't say one is more superior than the other. It's just whatever you're looking for and what keeps it interesting.
And you're saying the mat Pilates is so important right now because we're all at home. And if you don't have the reformer, it's just as good of a workout, correct?
Absolutely. And also, I mean, there's also a, you know, price barrier to taking a reformer class, which is very real. Some people may not be able to afford, you know, $45 for a 45-minute class. You can get the same type of a workout at home.
Oh, I love hearing that. I see that a lot of big male athletes like LeBron James and Antonio Brown are turning to Pilates to supplement their training. Why is this the trend?
Well, I think it is so important for anybody, not just athletes, to cross train. Because if you are going to train in one area too much, that means there's going to be a deficiency somewhere else. So they might be really tight because they're doing, you know, lots of cardio, lots of jumping and things like that. It's important to stretch it out and to train the muscles that you don't normally pay attention to.
Wow. And you can sure tell when you do that, when you cross train and do that kind of thing, you can sure tell when you're using those muscles that you're not used to using. That's wonderful.
Exactly. That soreness, I think it feels like a reward. I like it.
I love that pain.
Me too.
I love that soreness. So when did you fall in love with Pilates?
Okay, so I fell in love with Pilates when I was 16. I was actually at home watching an infomercial, and I saw Mari Windsor's Pilates DVDs go on the screen, and I was so interested because it just looks so graceful and elegant. I begged my parents to buy me the DVD. At first they wouldn't, but then eventually they did. And I would religiously do that DVD every single night in my bedroom. And it's crazy because then I kept doing it in college. I started teaching in college as a side job. And then, you know, eventually I started uploading YouTube videos, and then the Blogilates community began to grow. And the crazy thing is I actually got to meet Mari Windsor several years ago on set. And I told her that she was the literal sole reason why I even got into Pilates. So I thanked her for that.
Oh, I love that you got to meet her. What inspired you to start making YouTube videos?
Okay, so I was teaching at a local 24-hour fitness, and I was teaching a format called Pop Pilates, something that I just made up by myself because I love music. I love Pilates. And at the time, people were mainly doing Pilates to classical music, but I wanted to do, you know, the radio hits and everything. And so I was teaching that class, got very popular. Then for my first job out of college, I had to move cross country to Boston in LA. So all of my students were like, who is going to teach us Pilates? Like, nobody is certified in this. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll film a little video, a little workout for these 40 people at the gym to follow in, you know, whenever they wanted to work out with me. So I uploaded it to a website called YouTube, and I really didn't think anything of it. And then the next time I looked, there were a lot more than 40 views. There were thousands of views, hundreds of comments, and people asking, oh, I like this. Can you try a butt version and an arm version? And that's literally how the channel started, is because I wanted to stay in touch with my students.
Oh, wow. I love that. So your following is gigantic. And I said it in the intro, but you are YouTube's number one female fitness channel. How did you grow this following?
You know, I think it comes back to the intention, right? I've never lost that. I've always been a type of person who loves to teach, who loves to share. I'm from a very genuine place, and it brings me so much happiness. So that hasn't changed. I still upload YouTube videos weekly. Now I'm on TikTok. Of course, I'm on Instagram. And it's the same thing. If you love teaching, I think it's that genuine relationship I have with the audience that keeps them coming back.
Oh, I love that. I was just visiting with someone else earlier today, and we were talking about being authentic and how it's so important to always be authentic. And I think it shows. It's a big payoff.
Yes. There's nothing worse than being a fake version of you on social media. People can tell right away.
Oh, I think that's so true. Was there a specific moment when you thought, wow, this channel is really becoming something?
I think the moment when I thought the channel was becoming something was actually when I was on Facebook, because that was like the only form of social media back then, barely had any followers, but people started asking for a shirt that said Blogilates on it. And I was like, why would you want that? It's just my screen name. But I had a little design contest, and then I ended up printing on these shirts. I bought these shirts from Forever 21, went to a local printer and just printed on it. It was like really not anything. Everything sold out within 1 minute. And that literally was the moment I knew, okay, I think this is not just my screen name, it's a brand.
Oh, that just gave me total body chills. I love stories like that. How many did you sell?
Oh, I don't even remember. Like not that many, maybe 50.
They all sold in like a minute.
And I had like a teeny tiny audience on Facebook. Oh, it was crazy.
I love it. Do people recognize you when you're out at the supermarket or anything? And I bet your followers get so excited when they see you.
Yeah, they do. And I still think it's such a precious interaction. I've not gotten to the point where it's annoying, and I hope I don't, because I think those moments are just so special.
Oh, I just love it. You know, people will ask me that all the time, like, does it upset you when people come up to you and Dr. Phil in public? And I'm like, no, because when they come up to us, they say the nicest things. So it can never be a bother. No, it can't be.
No, it's not a bother. What does bother me is when I see people sneaking photos, that I feel really uncomfortable with.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it? Because you think, wow.
Yeah.
Just ask. We'll say yes.
Yeah. That's better.
Can you share a success story that made you smile?
Oh, a success story from a fan?
From a fan, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So this past January, I actually had a 21-day tone challenge for, you know, 2021. It was an at-home challenge for fitness as well as food. And it was incredible. So many people really like followed the plan and was absolutely free and really created some healthy habits. We had some people lose, I forget now, even like 20 pounds in 21 days, which is crazy, but I'm sure a lot of that was also water weight and stuff. So it was done in a very healthy way. And they've continued those healthy habits throughout the year. And I check in on their progress and they keep going. And so I am just really impressed, especially with people who don't have personal trainers, right? They're doing it from a program at home. I mean, that takes incredible motivation, and it's just amazing.
That's wonderful. That, especially with the year that everyone has had, to be able to implement something so wonderful, so healthy, and stay with it. I think that's fabulous. So tell us about your signature style, Pop Pilates, and what makes it so fun and unique.
Okay. So like I said before, Pop Pilates is Pilates to pop music. Essentially, it feels like a dance on the mat. I never want to think about reps. I do timed workouts like HIIT, but I don't really enjoy them. I have the most fun when you put the music on and I'm dancing. I feel like dance is the best form of cardio. So I wanted to bring that to the mat in a way where you could strength train with your body tone, all to music. So, you know, we're not counting reps. We're just moving.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's so true, because when you hear pop music, especially during a workout, there's no way you can be still.
No, you can't.
That's so wonderful. So you played tennis growing up, but I read that you didn't love how much pressure you felt from that sport. Did this impact the way you built the Pop Pilates community?
So, yeah. So my dad is a USTA tennis coach. And, you know, when your dad is training you and he's also a professional coach, it gets really intense. And so I cried a lot on the court. I just really didn't enjoy it. And then, you know, he did a good job. So by the time I got to high school, I was on varsity, tennis captain. However, I never had a heart for it because it was always about competition and beating the other girl and, like, you know, losing or winning. And that's just not me. I much prefer to compete against myself and who I was yesterday. And so when I discovered Pilates when I was 16, I really was in the thick of the whole tennis team thing. And I felt like, oh, you mean physical exercise can be fun? Like, I can do it for me. So that was a huge revelation that I had. And you know, the tagline for Blogilates is find the joy in fitness. And so if you're doing a workout that isn't bringing you joy, then you need to go find something that does, because there is something out there for every single person.
Yes, that's so wonderful. You know, on this podcast, we do two things on every podcast. And one of them is a drink of the day. And your website, blogilates.com, features some really wonderful recipes. So I pulled something that sounds healthy, delicious, and refreshing. You call it the best watermelon slushy ever. So that's our drink of the day today in honor of you and your wonderful website. So,
Oh my gosh, you made it.
Yes. Look, so for all of the listeners out there, you can go to ivegotasecretwithrobinmcgraw.com and you can see this beautiful drink already prepared, and you can also get the recipe. It has 3 cups of cubed watermelon frozen overnight, 1/2 cup coconut water, 1.5 tablespoons of lime juice, 1 tablespoon of honey, 6 to 7 basil leaves. You place the ingredients into a high-powered blender and process until slushy, scraping the sides several times to incorporate all of it. Pour into a glass and garnish with some extra basil leaves. Isn't this beautiful?
It's gorgeous. You know, it matches your lipstick too.
I know. Oh, it's so delicious. I have to tell you, I can't wait for all of the listeners to see this on the website because, man, it's delicious and it's beautiful. This basil leaf and this lime.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect for summer too.
It is. It is. I wish we were together. This is virtual, but if we were together, we would both be having one.
And I would cheers you right now. Clink.
Clink. So how incredible was it to partner with 24 Hour Fitness?
Absolutely insane, especially because they were the first big box gym that took a chance on me as a normal instructor, college student, didn't know anything. And then years later to have them come around and ask me to bring this format to their gyms nationwide, like it was, I couldn't believe it. And yeah, so now we have over 4,000 classes being taught live every single month all over the world. So not just at 24 Hour Fitness, but all other gyms. And it's amazing because here's the thing, virtual fitness is one thing. I think it's a great place to get started, but there's nothing that can truly replace that in-person energy when you're with the instructor, when you're with the other students motivating each other on. So I'm just so grateful that that happened.
Oh, congratulations. I think that's so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I love your YouTube page because it makes fitness accessible to everyone. Can you talk about this concept?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think going to the gym can be, first of all, it can be expensive. It can be intimidating. And it just feels safer to start at home, kind of like how I started with Pilates when I was 16, just doing it in my bedroom. So I can't believe that, you know, now there are girls doing my workout videos in their bedroom the same way that I did with Mari Windsor. And the really incredible thing is we have a lot of fans that actually took the certification program to teach Pop Pilates. So now they're certified to teach at the gym. So it's like, it's this incredible cycle. So I'm just grateful for YouTube and social media, because without that, I really don't think it would be possible for me to teach geographically everywhere at the same time at any time of the day. So the internet can be an amazing and also scary place at times.
True. But thank heavens you found it. Thank heavens it found you.
Yeah. No, thank goodness.
Yes. So your business is centered around fitness, but do you ever have days where you just aren't motivated to work out?
Oh, absolutely. There are days when I just like don't want to do anything. You know what? Sometimes you have to listen to those days because your body is asking for rest, and rest is really, really important. Not just talking about a rest day, but sleep. When I was younger, I used to sacrifice sleep hours so that I could work more, even like throw in a workout at 12 a.m. That really was not a good idea because it puts your body under stress, which I'm sure you know. And then all your results just stagnate. Nothing happens. And then you just become irritable. So yes, rest is extremely important throughout a fitness journey.
I think that's such great information for a lot of people out there because they may be getting to a plateau and not really understanding why. And so just take a few minutes to think about how much rest are you getting or giving your body. That's just so critical.
Yeah, exactly. And then also like keeping a journal and writing down how you feel, what you ate, what you did. Maybe it's also the time of the month. I am a huge fan of writing things down and really assessing your own health and your own fitness journey because it's going to be different for every single person.
That's so true. That is such a great advice there to write down everything that you're doing throughout your day, especially when it comes to your fitness journey, because what you're eating plays a big part in how often you're eating and how often you're doing your fitness. I think that's great advice. Do you have any advice for someone who might be so intimidated by fitness that they just don't want to start?
Yeah. So if you go on my website, blogilates.com, I have a beginner's calendar. And I find that sometimes it's intimidating when you just don't know what to do. So if there's a plan in front of you, it takes off that weight. So I do have a beginner's calendar that starts you off pretty slow with the Pilates videos, and it gradually builds you up over the 28 days. So I'd recommend someone to go on my site and try that. All the videos are free. They're in my app. The app is called Body by Blogilates. It's free to download. You can follow it there. But if you are just intimidated, another great thing to do is to ask a friend to do it with you. The workout buddy system is for real. It's nice to have someone being like, hey, are we really meeting up at 6? Are we doing this? Even if it's just going for a walk, that's exercise too. I say, just get started. And you know what? If you don't like the thing that you're doing, say you want to try, I don't know, yoga and it wasn't really your thing, then try Pilates next, then try CrossFit, then try running. Like, keep trying things until you find the thing that works for you, because there is something out there for you.
Oh, that's great advice again, because I have tried things that I didn't love and for some reason kept doing it until one day I just thought, wait a minute, why am I? And I will be honest with you, yoga was one thing that it's just not for me. And I thought, why am I continuing to do this when I don't really enjoy it? And the moment I just had that conversation with myself, stopped it, replaced it with something I loved, I was like, duh.
Exactly. And then you look forward to your workout. It's a part of your lifestyle. It just makes it so much easier.
Yes, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. So generally, how long do you find it takes for a new Pilates student to start getting the hang of it?
Well, here's the thing. I think that life and fitness and everything, it's a continual process of learning. So for me as a person, I never think like I'm there. I always think there's a lot of room for improvement. But I guess the simple answer to how long does it take for someone to get the hang of it? I mean, it depends on how much you're practicing every week. I'd recommend try 3 times a week and really go over those foundational movements, because if you don't have the right posture, for example, for your head, neck, and shoulders, you're not going to be feeling it in the right place. It also, see, Pilates has a lot to do with flexibility, and that takes time. So I think as long as you just keep going, you're going to get the hang of it. I would say a month maybe, but it really depends on how often you're doing it.
And depends on the person and their willingness and focus, I guess.
Exactly.
I love your website because you focus on the entire spectrum of health and wellness, not just fitness. Eating clean is just as important as getting a workout in, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? What I've learned too is that with food, there isn't really bad food or good food. there's your goal and how you want to nourish your body to get there. And so, yeah, I used to use the term clean eating a lot, but then have realized that, you know what, there really aren't too many bad foods out there. But I've learned through journaling and really assessing my own diet that there are certain foods that are inflammatory for me that I'm intolerant to that other people might be totally okay. For example, for me, gluten does not, it just does not work for me. I cannot eat that. I will bloat insanely. But my sister, for example, she can eat as much bread as she wants and she's totally fine. So you just need to assess what's good for you. And you know what? I'm also lactose intolerant, but I love ice cream. So I'll make the sacrifice if I think it's worth it. And a lot of times it is worth it.
That is so true. Because again, I was just talking about this earlier today with someone else about how we have to really listen to our bodies, because I cannot have any dairy products. I'm lactose intolerant. And again, when I have ice cream, I have to be prepared to feel the pain of it. And it's worth it, but I space it out. It's maybe every 3 or 4 months, I'll go ahead and go, okay, I'm going to have some ice cream because I'm wanting it. My body's wanting it, but I pay the price for it because I am lactose intolerant. And there are certain things I can have, and there are a lot of things I cannot have because my body will not tolerate it. I have a very sensitive digestive system. So I know what I can have and I know what I can't have. I listen to my body. I think that's so important.
That's great. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? I'm curious.
Mint chocolate chip.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Or mocha, or you know, the coffee flavor.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay. I really love, I don't know if you ever tried this, but it's ube ice cream. It's a purple potato and the ice cream is purple and you can get it at Trader Joe's. The best.
Ooh.
Literally the best.
Now, is that the brand or is that the flavor?
So that's the flavor. So ube is a type of purple potato. It's a very popular like Filipino thing. And Trader Joe's came out with it.
Oh,
love it. You have to try it.
I'm going to try it. Oh, that's okay. So interesting. I've never heard of that. So I'm going to try it. That'll be my treat.
Yes. In the next 3 to 4 months.
Yes. I haven't had
have
ice cream.
Now because it sells out hard.
Oh, great. I'm going to get it before this airs.
Yes.
Because everyone will be getting it. Oh, that's so exciting. And I haven't had ice cream in a couple of months, so I'll be getting some of that. Well, let's talk about your amazing workout clothing line, Pop Flex Active. When did you decide to venture into clothing? Yay.
Oh my gosh. So I've always wanted to be a fashion designer. I told my parents at a very young age that I wanted to design, and I kept a sketchbook ever since I was 6. So when I told my parents officially in high school, I'm going to go to design school, they were like, absolutely not. My dad literally looked me in the eye and he said, you have 3 choices. You're either going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or a failure.
Oh,
that scared me. Oh, he's intense. This is the USTA tennis coach dad.
Oh my gosh. Very intense.
So I put my head down. I was like, all right, I guess we're going to go into the medical sciences because I guess, you know, I'm good at science. So I guess we'll do that. But my heart was never into it. I ended up majoring in biology. And the last class that I needed to take the MCAT was actually organic chemistry. And at this point in college, my heart was so hollow. I felt like, who am I living for? Am I living this life for me or for my parents? And then I was like, you know what? I've told them so many times that I don't want to do this. They're not listening. So I'm just going to drop out of organic chemistry and sabotage my entire timeline of like schooling so that it screws everything up. They got so mad. But during this time, I was also designing yoga bags on the side, because at the time there was nothing cute on the market to put your yoga bag in and like, you know, my CDs and my keys when I was going to the gym. And so I designed one, I brought it to my class and everyone was like, oh, what's that? I really, really like it. And it was like this cute, like pleather bag with a bow and gold chains. It was like so fancy. Like nobody was doing anything like that. So anyway, I had designed that. So I got my feet a little bit wet in there. Then I moved over to the East Coast to work in fashion a little bit more, but meanwhile, still designing on the side. And so I guess, long story short, the bag business ended up turning into fashion business when I gained a following on YouTube. So as you can see, it all kind of meshed together. So when I first sold that shirt, it hadn't clicked to me that this could be the beginning of my own fashion line. And so now we have Hotflex Active, and not only do we sell activewear, functional and fashionable, but also water bottles, yoga mats, booty bands, gym bags, everything. And it's just so fun. I like just, it is the joy of my life, career-wise. And I just love creating so, so much. And over the past like years, we've been able to build out a pretty amazing team around that business, but there's always so much to learn because I never formally went to design school. I ended up graduating with a degree in biology and a minor in business, but design school wise, everything has been, you know, learned on the fly.
Oh, wow. I bet your clothing actually motivates people to work out because it is so fun and beautiful.
Thank you so much. And one crazy thing that happened too, you know, when you are following your heart and where you really believe, you know, you should be, is that the universe kind of aligns and it when you are on the right path. So just this past December, we launched products at Target, and we were on the end caps nationwide in every single Target with our own dumbbells and yoga mats and everything. And it was crazy, absolutely insane. And yeah, I can't believe it. Cause I still remember in college, my dad had found out that I was teaching Pilates on the side. My mom and dad were both like, you need to quit that. You're wasting time. Go study for your physics test. Imagine if I had listened, right? None of this would have come together. So I guess for anyone out there listening, if you have such a strong pull in your heart to go a certain direction, like, please listen to it. And you know what? Sometimes it won't work out. And I've had things that didn't work out for me, but at least you tried, right? Because I feel like it's so regretful to say I could have or I should have. Well, maybe just go for it. And if you fail, that's better than not knowing at all.
What do your mom and dad think about your business now?
They're proud, but they're always, you know, questioning like, okay, well, if sales were this last year, how are they this year? I mean, that's Asian mentality. It's like never enough.
But please tell me they go into Target and you say, that's my daughter.
Oh yeah. So they went to Target. They did a little photo shoot. And it was really funny because they sent me a picture because they ran into a fan who was also trying to buy a yoga mat or something. And they shot a picture together. So it was really cute.
I love it. I love it. Well, when I was researching you, I loved to read that your husband and sister are both involved in the business. How cool is it to have family on this journey with you?
It's really cool. I was actually like, so Sam and I have always started from the beginning together. He was the first person who even filmed my YouTube video. And then having my sister recently just join like last year, I was really scared because, you know, family and business can get complicated, as I'm sure you understand too. But I think we're at a point where we're all more mature. We've had our life experiences in corporate America and everything, and we can appreciate you know, the freedom and the creativity and just how cool it is to work with people that you love.
True. That's so true. Yeah. Well, you are building quite the fitness empire. It's so impressive. What's the next thing for you?
Well, I am designing more stuff for the Target line. We'll be increasing the number of SKUs that will be in that collection. So I'm really excited about that, adding new equipment. And really, I just want to continue designing. Like that's, I feel alive when that happens. And when I can mesh the design creativity along with workouts and motivating people to become the best version of themselves, like that's just, it's just like so cool. And I just feel so lucky that I even get to do what I love.
Oh, I love hearing that. Congratulations. That's just wonderful.
Thank you.
I mentioned earlier that we do two things on every podcast. And the second thing we do is we play a game. How do you like games?
Okay. I'm scared, but okay.
Oh, it's so fun. And we create the games ourselves to focus on our podcast that we're doing right now. And this game is called Battle of the Bands. So as I mentioned earlier to everyone, Cassie's signature pop Pilates class is centered around feel-good pop music to keep you motivated and moving. In this game, I'm going to read off a situation and two musical artists. We're going to pick which artist we would choose to listen to at that moment. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so number one, you're getting ready for date night. Do you put on Ariana Grande or Dua Lipa?
Ariana Grande.
Oh, I agree with you. Okay, number two. You're cozy and up by the fire. John Mayer or Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I'm going to have to say John Mayer, but that's a hard one. That's a hard one, but I love John Mayer. I love Ed Sheeran too, though. But I'm picking John Mayer.
They're both great. We'll do medley.
Both. Okay. Number three. You're in the middle of a sweaty workout and ready to quit. Do you put on Lady Gaga or Kanye West?
Ooh, I love me some good old school Kanye, though.
Oh,
he will pump me up.
Yeah. I'm picking Lady Gaga.
Okay.
I so love her. Okay. You're driving down Sunset Boulevard in a convertible. Katy Perry or Taylor Swift?
Always Taylor Swift. She is my love.
Oh, how fun. Love. How fun. I have to pick Katy Perry. And you know why?
Oh.
My husband brought her in for my 60th birthday party. Her and her whole troupe, they performed for over an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, I still get total body chills when I think about it. She was
that is so cool.
I kissed her. When she said, I kissed a girl, she kissed me. It was to die for. Okay. Number five. You're in the Uber on Girls Night Out. The Jonas Brothers or Miley Cyrus?
Ooh, okay. I don't feel strongly about both, but probably Miley.
Well, I'm going to have to say the Jonas Brothers because my son tours with them.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay. Sunday morning while making coffee, Carrie Underwood or Dan and Shay?
I think some nice Carrie Underwood.
I agree with you on that one, Carrie Underwood. It's Sunday morning. We're making coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. You're dancing in your kitchen, Rihanna or Selena Gomez?
Ooh,
that's tough.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe I'll throw it back with some Rihanna.
I think I'm going to go with Rihanna too.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. You're singing in the shower and no one can hear you. Beyonce, or Adele.
Adele. Yeah.
Oh, I love 100%. Her. Well, sadly, that brings us to the end of this episode, Cassie. It has been such a pleasure talking with you today.
I had so much fun talking to you, too.
Thank you. I really don't want this to end, but can you tell the listeners how to find you, your classes, and PopFlex Active online?
Okay, so you can find me at Blogilates everywhere. That's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. And if you want to check out some of the merchandise, you can go on to popflexactive.com. And currently, all the Target stuff is actually sold out. We sold out so quick, but we will be coming back in the fall, so you can watch out for gold dumbbells and cute things like that come the fall.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I will so be doing one of your workouts tonight after this taping. I cannot wait. And Secret Squad, make sure to rate and review this podcast on Apple and visit I've Got a Secret with RobinMcGraw.com for behind-the-scenes photos, delicious drink recipes, and resources from today's episode. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.